Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
You can fit a lot of sperm in a Pringles can.
Yeah, you can.
We're on the air, Nick.
Okay. Words to live by. Yeah.
We're on the air, by the way.
A lot of helpful information this morning.
Your mic was on there. Remember that. It's good to know, though. I don't think anybody even asked the question, but I'm glad you just brought it up.
Fun facts with Nick Allen.
Explain the Cameron text you got during that last break.
Cameron
Logs, who's sitting right here with us, by the way.
Yeah, he said it just at the beginning of the last break.
He texted you during the break. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What'd he say?
I sent it 9 a.m. Said, yeah. Is this real about puss, or is it like a long-running bit?
Or hermaphrodite bit. Right. Yeah. And Cameron's been in the studio for months now, basically. And that means the listeners still think you're hermaphrodite, which is the greatest.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great.
That's the question.
That.
Yeah. he looks happy about it.
And we also broke that rule because the bottom line is, when somebody gives you crap about stuff, if you just lean into it, you think the crap goes away. Not on this show.
No.
Because Bush has leaned into the hermaphrodite bit at least for 5 years now, and it still comes up, you know?
Tucked in, leaned in.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between leaning in and just not fighting it.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's whatever. Yeah. This is going to be a thing, fine.
Yeah. For a long time, people don't know if we're joking or serious about that. And I've kind of convinced myself.
Well, yeah. Obviously, Cameron thought he was real. Cameron said, "Yeah, he probably could be."
Did you tell your wife about it, or did you surprise her?
You got to be forthcoming with those things.
You reach in your pants, you got to figure out. You got to know what you're grabbing, don't you think? All right.
She's fine with that as long as she reached into his pants and there was no video game or a gun. That's the criteria. True.
Well, the key's got to reach to the front of your pants. You reach to the back, something weird to be down there. So.
Although that rule for the household may change because my daughter has kind of hinted at wanting a video game system.
Oh.
So that's kind of...
Oh, the daughter. Yeah.
Well, she started watching The Last of Us.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got, because all of her friends were watching it.
Great show, man. Love that show.
She's like, well, I kind of want to play the video game now. And I'm like, well, you're going to have to talk to your mom because I'm a bit of a rule thrown.
Yeah. Well, that was your rule for a boyfriend, right?
That's what I
think.
That
was you. The kid can have one of those. She'll be fine. She's got a lot of other interests. She's not going to be a freak around a video game.
No,
you know?
No.
You know, even my son, when he plays them, he does much more now. And he likes ladies more now. He likes video games, you know.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to become like a hardcore gamer.
I wouldn't worry about that. So you don't care, right?
No, I really don't.
Who makes a decision? Who's got the wiener in that household?
Well,
we know you got
her
one.
Her birthday's coming up in the summer, so, that's probably...
I mean, what would be the, what's the fear that she would become a hardcore gamer and become a millionaire before anybody else in the family?
I thought about that,
streaming.
Too.
These kids make so much money on these things, man.
All that crazy...
Next thing you know, you start coding, you make your own game, and then they make a TV series out of it, and you're a freaking billionaire. Is that what you're worried about?
Or not just coding, or winning, or just being an internet star or something like that.
Twitch.
There's so much ways to make more money nowadays than the normal ways.
She could be the next PewDiePie.
Yeah,
it's way different than 20 years ago when my wife didn't want to date a hardcore gamer.
Right, because those guys just lazy on the couch not doing anything.
Yeah,
that's
the image she was trying to avoid, and I get that.
Yeah, I totally get that.
These gamers work hard now. They're a business.
Yeah.
They're a whole business, man.
They are.
Weren't there schools that have like e-gaming teams?
Yes, colleges.
And they have scholarships.
Scholarship athletes.
I think some of the high schools even have e-gaming teams now.
Even Bellevue University. Mm-hmm. I think Bellevue and local places of a lot of different schools do scholarships. They got teams and... I mean, I'm not a video game guy, but there's a guy, there's some video game, League of Legends, I think it is. Mm-hmm. They sell out an arena.
I know.
They like a stadium.
Here's the thing about that
sport.
To play
video games.
It's almost as bad as gymnastics. There's stories about when the kid hits 21, he doesn't have the reaction time a 15-year-old does.
Oh, you see those stories?
Just out. Yeah. We all watched that on, I think it might have been Real Sports.
Yeah, Real Sports. Oh.
They age out about 17.
They age out of competition. A lot of those guys end up being teachers or coaches, they call them. But they age out, I mean, literally like 19, they age out. Because
the reaction time
goes
down?
The reaction time is not 12-year-old reaction time because hormones. I don't know what it is, but it's a life.
What does an e-gaming coach do? He just like, B.
There's an ego coach listening right now saying, shut up, man.
Well,
sometimes I say, hey.
Before we left on break, the 2023 World Video Game Hall of Fame, the finalists came out. So tell me if you played any of these.
Once again, you and I are of that generation that didn't have them in the house. And you had to go to an arcade to play the most early video games. So I probably didn't play some of these. Yeah.
Age of Empires.
No.
It's nominated.
No, nope. I didn't.
Don't know what it is.
This one I played a lot.
I know my kid played Age of Empires.
Because it was a phone game. Angry Birds.
Yeah, you played it. I've done some Angry Birds.
Yeah,
that was, I forgot about that. I've been looking for a game to play on my phone because I need to stop being so productive.
Because you're too productive.
I'm
looking for a game to play.
I need to give myself a break.
Yeah, I was addicted to that for a little while. That was a fun game.
Barbie fashion designer. I'm not familiar.
No. This is 1996.
I bet I can guess what that's about though.
But these,
the old school ones should be nominated.
That came out in 96. So
yeah,
these are being. I guess they're finalists. This looks like it was. Will make it to the Hall of Fame, but they're finalists. They're being nominated.
The Barbie one looks like it was a computer video game. It was
so far, I vote
game.
For Angry Birds.
Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
Why don't they just say the word Call of Duty and put them in? And otherwise,
because there's 800 different versions.
I know. I get it. I get
they're
it.
All
some
different.
Of them may already be in the Hall of Fame. Some of the Calls of Duty may be in the Hall of Fame.
You said Duty twice.
Hey, my oldest played Call of Duty a decent amount, and some there was something he was just disappointed in. Like he would look forward to the new release, and be like, "Oh, this one isn't as good." There was something about him that he didn't like.
You gotta know, it's a whole world.
Yeah. That came out in 07.
Still pro Angry Birds.
Right.
Yep.
FIFA International Soccer. I like playing sports games, you know, when my kids
but
have
not,
the
but
video
not soccer.
System,
have you tried soccer?
But not soccer.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because it's soccer.
Yeah. It's boring in video game form.
This one
too.
I remember, 1997, GoldenEye.
This was the one game.
I remember GoldenEye. Yeah.
This was the one game. I had a Nintendo 64 in high school, and this was the one game we all played. We'd go over to one dude's house, sit around, get drunk, and play GoldenEye.
Our buddy Tampa Tony. Brought his kid over. I don't know. He might have been 9 or 10 at the time, and he called that game OO7.
Okay.
Nice. That's awesome.
He liked playing OO7.
Tony said that, right?
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, he got that from Tony.
Tony's kind of dumb.
Right. That was the game that kind of made me stop playing video games.
Really?
Because all my friends were playing, and I was just bad at it. I had no sense of direction, how the maps work. I would just get shot in the head all the time and be like, this isn't much fun. I'll go get banned. You guys play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, even I just don't. I was always lost, and I didn't know how the gun worked. And I'm like, I'm out.
You know the game Nick likes to play.
You can fit a lot of sperm in a Pringles can.
There you go. That's not even a video game. That's actually real work.
You do it for speed? Is that the game?
Well, that's what he did when he quit that game.
You've
got to
have the long view with the Pringles can. It's not a day's worth.
Last of Us is nominated. That came out in 2013. I was never into those interactive games.
Yeah.
Where you go through a scenario and you interact with people.
It's funny when they show those commercials.
Like a video game we're
to this day, I'm always confused. I'm still confused when they introduce the commercial looks like a movie coming out.
Oh yeah,
sometimes you can't tell.
It's so realistic.
So realistic, and so I don't even know it's a video game. They go, I'll watch that movie. Oh, it's a video game.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of them are like the Call of Duty, those war games and stuff. Again. They look so ultra realistic.
Yep.
Wii Sports is in there. NBA 2K.
Oh, we played Wii.
I love Wii Sports.
Wii Sports was sick.
Yeah. Wii Bowling.
Wii Sports came out.
Remember Wii Bowling? Yeah.
We'll still play that every once in a while. Yeah.
The best time was when I figured out that a fastball in baseball, all you had to do was like hold one button and just kind of flick your wrist. You didn't have to stand up, nothing. You just like, bang, fastball right down the middle.
Yeah.
Bang.
I remember that.
Yeah, I think the last time I played video games on a regular basis was Tiger Woods one. When I was in the hospital bed.
Jack Hammer Me.
Yeah.
That was your guy, right?
Yeah.
You made a guy called Jack Hammer Me.
He was awesome. He couldn't miss. So I don't know when the Video Game Hall of Fame figures out, you know, who gets in and who doesn't. But those are your nominees.
It's like it's the Video Game Hall of Fame. I'm at their website. It looks like it's been around since 2015.
Did you have time to play video games? You were a dad, for Christ's sakes, Cameron.
No, I didn't have time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were
dad. I never did video game stuff. Okay. When, you know, when I was a kid, we were broke, didn't have them.
Okay.
My friends had them, but I didn't.
Right.
So then, like, Nick, like, if I picked up at somebody's house, I was like, terrible at it.
You're pissed off.
Never, you know.
You could play that Pringle game he plays.
Play that, you know. Nick loves that Pringle game.
You don't have to plug that in.
Yeah,
no, you don't.
I played the Pringle game somewhere else.
The Pringle game got you. That's why you're a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a kid, and then, you know.
I think that was the prototype for the first Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Was a Pringles can.
Yep.
Throw some liver down there.
Yeah. And some liver.
Probably was.
A little bit of foam.
Yeah.
A little bit of liver.
Yeah.
Just that little mustached man on the cover.
Oh, that's right.
It's nice.
Wilson. Sorry.
He's there to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So what did the groom say? The headline says broom, but I mean, it must mean groom.
Yeah, that's because I can't type, and it was early in the morning.
Was that you that typed in broom?
I must have.
No, the headline of the story says broom.
No, I typed that.
You did that too.
It was 5 o'clock in the morning. And
groom
I was tired.
Slammed for risque wedding vows.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to some weddings where the
Could we air any of this?
You know, I don't know if there's video.
The vows. It's not the best man toast can get.
No, this was in the
sometimes.
Vows.
Oh,
whoa,
in the vows.
The ceremony in front of all the friends and family. I don't know if there's full video of it, but I've got some of the transcript here in the story.
Can this, you read any of it on the air?
I don't know. Can we say?
Greener?
I don't know.
Pringles.
Nothing better than the sound of gagging and the headboard slamming.
Whoa.
Keep my belly full and my empty.
Sack. Was the bride laughing?
The bride was fine with this. She is the one person who has no issues.
What about the priest? Yeah. Hopefully it was a Catholic church. That'd be great.
Outdoor wedding.
No, it looks like a regular dude at a wedding venue.
Yeah.
What did she say back?
I think
her vows
must have been,
like,
yeah.
Hers must have been stopped.
To have and to hold.
Right.
Yeah.
Hers are regular.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In sickness and in health.
Right.
My belly full.
There's no one I could ever love more in this lifetime unless I actually got a chance to meet Margot Robbie.
Okay. Well, that's a funny line. It's probably wrong
and then
to say.
Apparently, he finished it off with the line, "You can choose whether tonight's going to end with being a toaster strudel or a Twinkie." Pure romance.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. A sweetheart.
He's a catch.
Yeah. What a guy.
He's a young guy, too, so he's an idiot. I saw the picture.
They've been together for 10 years before they got married.
Oh, he's not that young. Okay.
She's laughing in this picture. Yeah.
Oh, she's cute, too.
Yeah, the video ended up going viral.
She's not
viral.
Gagging that picture, though. Like,
No. The video ended up going viral, and, of course, all the commenters jumped on him for being, you know, out of line, family and everything there.
If they both agreed they're going to have fun with it, who cares?
Yeah,
if they like it, who cares what anybody else thinks about your wedding?
Nobody should care.
Yeah.
Some grandma in the back is pissed off, whatever.
I think hers was about him keeping the holes filled for all of their lives.
That's your day.
But today I learned what toaster, strudel, and Twinkie mean.
Really? It took you much? I kind of got that one right away.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
one has has frosting on the outside and one has frosting on the inside.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
I do think though the family doesn't have, they don't get to be mad. She gets to decide.
No.
The family doesn't get to be mad. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
It's your thing. It's between the two of you.
Right.
Yeah.
I've always hated that.
You chose to attend this wedding.
Right. Are you going to offend the grody uncles? The whole time afterwards at a wedding, there's always the creepy uncles that are like, oh, hey, can't bet you later tonight.
Hopefully somebody was invited as a date and didn't know anybody and went, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I don't get people commenting on other people's relationships.
Nope.
You got nothing to say about it. Not about you.
Nope.
I do want to know what she said. I want to know what her vows.
They don't mention hers, so I have to assume that hers were just, you know, traditional.
Here's part of Nick's, by the way, Nick's vows from this wedding.
You can fit a lot of sperm in a Pringles can.
And I want you to be my Pringles can. I think he said, follows
will
with that.
Will you be my Pringles can?
Will you be my Pringles can?
Death do us part, will you be my Pringles can?
Yeah, she must
not
have
that audio.
Countered with anything funny because it's not printed in here.
Okay.
Otherwise, they may have said something.
His mom did apparently jump into the comments section and tell everybody that he was grounded.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Good for her. Yeah. No, it's about your life, not your relatives' lives.
It's your wedding.
You know, nothing worse than meddling in-laws or relatives when it comes to what you want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. You know?
I wonder if how the write-your-own-vows conversation happened. Where she's like, I really think we should write our own. He's like, I don't know. Okay.
He's been waiting.
Yeah. Here are mine.
You know what I actually like? I like the idea of everybody being really offended except for, like, you know, maybe an older relative that didn't get any of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Like an old lady. Right. Some old lady.
Yeah, right. Some old lady.
What's gagging mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I like Twinkies.
That's lovely.
Yeah. What do you mean by Twinkies?
If they would have known ahead of time.
Strudel?
Yeah. If they would have known ahead of time, they could have had a spread of Twinkies and toaster strudels at the reception.
Perfect.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Because Twinkies and toaster strudels rule.
Yeah.
But then it just would have been like, oh, that's why you wanted them. Oh, babe.
You should have.
Oh, you're right.
It's very thoughtful.
You can bang my headboard harder tonight just because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess she did say in the comment section of this video, her vows, she said, my vows showed my side, a little bit of my personality, which is not outspoken like him, two very opposites, yet we go together so damn well. So her vows were probably just the normal stuff you would expect. I love you and thing, you know, all that, crap.
Should have just been a bunch of gagging.
All that.
Not sexy, by the way.
No, not at all. I hate those.
Especially
porn.
Not when Tyler's doing it.
I hate that porn.
Right.
I hate that porn. You're looking right at me too.
I closed my eyes. I literally closed my eyes.
Which you always do, by the way.
I did not. I knew I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know how you really get any enjoyment out of that.
No, you mean the porn stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I hate it. I like romantic porn compared to that for sure. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Like the Pringles can shows up. That's always romantic, you know.
Well, the way Nick does it, it's romantic.
Yeah.
Just hear that hollow banging of the Pringles can on a table.
Yeah. And it's not hollow for long.
Nick's just like, oh, yeah. You know what time it is.
You got to throw that can away. You guys recycle? Yeah.
Yeah.
The back of the Focus has five cans laying back there.
When he travels, he just takes the small can that you get at the gas station. You know, the
little one. So, what have you heard yesterday? Walsh mentioned that he has more trouble riding in the Focus than he does the Yaris.
I did hear that. I felt bad for him. I think it must just be how he winds up.
Okay.
How it's structured.
The Yaris is kind of boxy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Focus is more streamlined.
And he's also driving in the Yaris, so I don't know if that makes a difference. Because when he gets to the Focus, like the seat's as far back as it goes.
As it goes, okay. All right.
Are his knees still pressed up against the dashboard?
He's a big dude.
That's the thing that can, being not as tall as Walsh, but that's the thing that can really vary in those small cars is leg room.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
Especially if somebody's sitting behind you, too. You can't push it back that far. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to sit in the back and just put his legs across the whole back seat.
Or just lay the front seat down and stretch out.
Right. Or maybe he should start driving and I'll see if I'm comfortable in the Yaris.
Yeah, let him drive.
Yeah.
He's sober. You're not. Let him drive.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Cameron always likes to drive the show.
Yeah. Cameron's sober too.
Yeah.
You know? He didn't even do meth.
That's probably why he likes to drive.
That's probably why he likes to drive.
So I could get a bunch of cocktails in Dwight.
And you are going to be somewhere this weekend, right, Nick?
Yes. I'll be traveling somehow with Tyler Walsh to Syracuse, Nebraska on Friday at Rockhopper Brewing Company and Saturday in Lincoln at Tavern on the Square. And there's a link to tickets for that 420 show that Gary Curtis and I are doing at the Funny Bone. At the Funny Bone website.
Okay. I just got an email from a guy who says his ex-wife and I wrote their own vows. He referenced her blowing chunks in the car after a night of heavy drinking, and everyone at the wedding thought it was hilarious. That's not why we're divorced.
What, did somebody yell chunks is the dog?
Yep.
That's the line there.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to say chunks
is
the dog.
He wrote it out in the email here. I don't know if anybody yelled that out at the wedding.
That was the
officiality reference on your the altar's grave.
It'd be funnier if chunks was the best man. We all hear those stories.
And chunks is the best man.
Chunks just busts open his shirt and does the truffle shuffle. Yeah.
And I'm chunks. That's not why they're divorced, then?
That's not why they're divorced.
All right. I met a woman, a good-looking woman, too, by the way. Walked up to me at the party the other night and said she loves the show and said we got her through two divorces, you know. She said she knows your wife, Todd. Yeah. She goes, you guys got me through two divorces. I said, okay, well, thank you.
As long as we didn't play any parties.
Yeah. Said, that's cool, man, you know. Yeah.
Didn't say led me to.
No, yeah, that could have been it. That could have been it, yeah.
Possible.
Yeah. Contributed to.
Yeah. No, she said, you got me through. You got me through two divorces, right?
Nice.
I met a dude at the that Old Mill show the other night, and he was talking about how the show helps him get through, especially like a lot of, like, we talk about, like, mental health and stuff. He said he relates to a lot of that. And then I'm like, well, nice to meet you. And he said his name, and he goes, I'm Beagle Threesome.
What's his name? Oh, Beagle.
Yeah.
Oh, his definite name is Beagle Threesome.
So he's really sincere. Like, the show's helped me through a lot. And I'm Beagle Threesome.
Yeah. That's how it happens.
I need a dick.
Oh, come on. I just hit the music.
Holding his cock. That audio we played earlier, yesterday it was. Yeah. I'm not just yelling that stuff out, you know.
Florida legislature.
Right. I don't have, I need a dick Tourette's over here.
Well, sometimes you do.
Cameron Logsdon, your socials, Cameron, again.
Yeah, at Cameron Logsdon, CameronLogsdon on everything.
And he was on Today Australia, so Google that.
That's awesome.
Talked about that earlier today. Thanks for coming up, Cameron. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Regan's here tomorrow. That sounds New Zealand.
Yeah.
A little Kiwi.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You can fit a lot of sperm in a Pringles can.
Yep, you're right, Nick. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.